Over the past days, you've heard the Workers' Party talk about checks and balances. They say, need to check the government. Correct. But let me ask you this. If everybody checks the government, who checks the Workers' Party? Who makes sure they are accountable and that they are doing a good job? My friends, the answer is simple. It is you, voters of Aljunied! This election is about you, residents of Aljunied, deserving better. Every rally, the Workers' Party, they put on a good show. And that's what it is, you know, it's just a good show. They love to flip narratives, crack jokes, and mock PAP candidates. Look, never in my life would I think a simple toothbrush could have irritated someone so much he had to say it in his rally. I said this to him. Bro, relax lah, it's just a toothbrush. You see, the reality is, on the ground, everyone likes this. Some of you have received it. Do you like it? But they wouldn't know that. They wouldn't know that because they're too busy planning to attack the next PAP candidate. That is what is important to them. But my dear friends, accountability must be a two-way street. Let us be fair. If we can question the PAP, we must also question the WP.
In his nomination day speech, our friend, the leader of the opposition, said that residents of Aljunied have seen their town improve and their five-year plans come to fruition. Hey, five-year plans are good, huh? But what is the point if you can't deliver? Friends, let me tell you, friends, they haven't even come close. After the last CE, the Workers' Party Town Council said that they would upgrade 495 blocks. They said that in 2020. In their last annual report, do you know how many they've completed? 12! 12! In fact, at the end of the last financial year, for the last five-year plan, they budgeted $195 million for their last five-year plan. At the end of the last financial year, only half of that had been put aside for projects, and only $48 million spent. Only a quarter of what they have promised has even been delivered. Hey, their talk is big, huh? But their action is so small.
Back in 2011, Aljunied made history. Aljunied voted for an opposition, and that decision was respected. We respect it. We understand why many of you made that choice. You wanted a stronger voice in Parliament, more balance, and a better future. But over the past few months, as I walked the ground, as I pounded the ground, and spoken with many of you, you've shared with me your many years of frustrations. Frustrated about what? About poor estate management, cleanliness issues, slow repair, and broken promises. Now, let's call it what it is. Basic town council responsibilities have not been met. And you've been patient, very patient. You've given chance after chance, elections after elections. And now many of you are telling me, enough. Enough is enough! You want accountability. You want change. You want real improvement in your estates. For yourself, your families, and your children. NTUC is my first job and still is my calling. For 13 years, I have stood with workers, lifting wages, improving your welfare, and creating opportunities. Every policy, every decision, every late night meeting, I did it with one purpose: to make your life better. NTUC is not just a supermarket or an insurance provider. It is a labour movement dedicated to championing the rights and well-being of our workers. The opposition says we need to give PAP candidates more time for their NTUC work so that they can come up with new ideas. But let me assure you, our Labour MPs are not waiting around. They are multitaskers, ground workers, and change makers who are already working hand in hand with our tripartite partners, unions, employers, and the PAP government, but most importantly, with our workers to improve lives every single day. And the more support you give our Labour MPs, the stronger the voice, the greater the mandate, and the louder we can speak up for you, for every worker in Singapore, because every worker matters! If elected, I will continue to fight for our workers' rights, including our freelancers, your timely payment, your work safety, and even your intellectual property. Our freelancers are also part of our national fabric, and you deserve to be treated with fairness and respect.
Since 2011, 14 years ago, our unit chose the Workers' Party. Our government gave recognition, resources to ensure them they would do well, right? So let's see what they've done in Parliament. They have flip-flopped on policy positions. They have abstained on voting for issues that matter to you. They have lied under oath. What do they really stand for? Are they truly speaking for you, or do they speak just to make the headlines? How about within our unit, in your lives? Have your lives in our unit tangibly improved? Have your concerns been addressed? No? Do you feel seen and heard by your elected representatives? Sin, is this a responsible party that takes everyone's interests to heart? Well, if no, then they don't deserve your trust.